See, I built an apartment, that apartment you see in back. Mm-hmm. And I moved in it and stayed for 3 years and come back and tore this bungalow down mm-hmm. and made this split level. Mm-hmm. And my wife and daughters and myself was the only one had anything to do with the work on it. Mm-hmm. I would work until about 9 o'clock every night, never pushing myself. Mm-hmm. It took 3 years to get it back together. Mm-hmm. And the amount of money we had when we started, like I said, was $1,075 wall bonds, $750. But we just knew we could put, you know, the money in there when we started. We just sacrifice and go ahead and do it. So when I finished it, I owed, on this one, the mortgage $5,000. Mm-hmm. I owed $5,000 on the apartment. And so this year, all of that was paid off.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's pretty good. Retiring without any debts or anything. Yeah, that's nice.
But it takes two people to work hard, you know, for it to get like that. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I was working every day. My wife was working every day. And my kids was in school and everything. Mm-hmm. So, and both of them went to college. Mm-hmm. And at one time, we had both of them in college at one time and out of state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's pretty. That sounds like a long haul.
Well, you get a kick out of it when you do it like that. If you don't, once you have become bold at it, you better give up and go somewhere and start swimming or doing something else. But as long as you have that old goal and mm-hmm. appreciate what you're doing and got somebody behind you can make it. Mm-hmm. Because I never had money enough to buy nothing like that, but I always figured that you could get it if you tried hard enough.
What do you remember? What some of the things were around the neighborhood when you were pretty young? What if there were parks or ballparks or
probably parks and fishing, a lot of ponds and swamp mm-hmm. and stuff like that. We made our own. We went out to the creek for swimming and stuff like mm-hmm. that. We didn't have no playground. Mm-hmm. Of course, you had a lot of empty property when I grew up as a kid. It was around us. There was maybe acres and acres because I said like all the families lived out in one setup, but it was a lot of woods. Mm-hmm. You walk for a long time, sometime before you ran up on a house. Mm-hmm. And we kept part of it cleaned off out in front of my granddad's farm enough to have us a big ball diamond. Yeah. You know, on Sunday afternoons and on some days when we had time, we played a lot of ball out there, of course. We was no distinction because we had some girls out there could play as good as the boys. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody played ball, and they played other games out there. And we had our swings in the trees and different types of fun we made for ourselves. I think it went pretty good.
Did you ever play a game in the woods called Fox and Hounds?
No.
Never did. I hadn't met anybody that's played. Yeah. We used to play that when I was...
Yeah, I played some rough ones and I almost got killed. Uh-huh. And then go up and you learn by your mistake. Like you go get long chains and you uh-huh. make your swings. See, and go up and wrap them around a limb, see? Yeah. And see, you're doing a foolish thing because the first thing, the chain's going to eventually cut through the limb. Mm-hmm. And for an hour, you would be swinging and all of a sudden it'd give loose and... You see a lot of air come between you and the ground for long. We used to have this deal where we would go up and pull down trees, young pine trees. Mm-hmm. One of you, if it was stiff, then two of you would go up there singing and singing this old song by Rockabye Baby in the treetop. And mm-hmm. when you get to a certain setup, see both of you kick out your legs and bring it down, and then you would. All of you get on it and ride it, see, because it's got the spring in it. And I remember one time I did that, boy. I went up to rock one down, and I guess the sap just had got in it right, see. Mm-hmm. And I was up there swinging, throwing my Rockabye Baby, and all of a sudden I turned loose, and just as I turned loose, that sap went right above my head, said, pow!